continuing in Tfilah. So Amar Tanchuma v'pnei matkinu berkat shem et Tfilah bracha chameshes ray. More of this numerology stuff, right? What, these number stuff. Why is shem et Tfilah the 15th bracha? Now, of course, it is the 16th bracha, going back to the fact that they had one less bracha. Yeah. Great. Keneged Hashem lemabul yashav. The Pasuk in Tehillim says God dwelled by the flood. Shu koled parnot milavo laolam. Right. Because of our tefillah, he ceases to bring destruction to the world. Avoda lehodaya. Why is Ritzeba for modim? Because of the Pasuk in Tehillim. Zovech toda that you bring a todah, right? And there you will see God's salvation, right? So after I bring the karbana, that's when I thank God for his salvation. V'chotem b'shalom, and then I finish with shalom. Why? Shekol ha-brachot chotem b'shalom. Shalom. The end of all brachot is peace. So the Marafolda just says it means Yivarechecha. It means the Brachot Kohanim. Brachot Kohanim, which is the paradigmatic bracha, ends with Shalom. But other things end with Shalom. Aporis Sukkot Shalom, etc. Amar Rav Shimon ben Chalfuta, and this is a classic theme throughout. We find there's many, many places in Chazal. Ein lecha kli shemachzik bracha yotem na shalom. There is no kli that holds bracha more than peace, right? Meaning, right, as we talked about, right, if you have like nuclear war going on, right, then nothing else really matters, right? At some level, right, all the brachot are possible within a framework of peace. Umatam Hashem ozlamo yitain Hashem yivareich et amo vashalom. Great. So now the Gemara continues. Ta kara v'ta'a. If you read Shema and you made a mistake, yachzor lamakom shata'a. Go back to the place we made a mistake. Ta'a bing tiva rishona lishnia. If you're not sure, or you actually made a mistake and switch between uchtavtem in the first parak and the second, chozalik tiva rishona. Go back to the uchtavtem in vahavta. Ta'a v'enu yodeh hechan ta'a. If you made a mistake and you don't know where you made a mistake, chozal makom habarlos. You have to go back to the last place where you know that you made a mistake. Correct. Correct. So first one is where you know you made a mistake. The second one is you're not sure. Either way, you go back to either the place you made a mistake or the last place you know you didn't make a mistake. Meaning, right, you're not sure if you mixed up the first and second, so go back to the uchtavtem, the first parak. Doma, there's a story, Reb Chiya, Reb Yosef, Reb Yami, Salko, and Mebed Ginune. They went to prepare the wedding of Dibri Lazar. Shaman Kale, Derb Yochanan, A'i Mechadet Mila. He heard Rabbi Yochanan was being mechadesh halachot, and a parallel version of this appears in the Bavli. Amrin manachet shma min miminei. Someone has to go and hear the chidushim. I mean, we're all busy preparing this wedding, but someone has to hear the chidushim Torah. So Amrin v'yechod Rabbi Lazar du zariz v'sagin. Let's send Rabbi Lazar because he's smart. He does chazara. He catches on right way. Right, the rest of us we can build a chuppah, and he'll get it, and he'll repeat. The chidushim, well, nachid v'salik. So he went to learn. Amar lahon kena Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "This is the halacha I learned from Rabbi Yochanan." Karo matzal atum bilimaan chazaka kivein. That if you space out and then you're like, "Oh, wow, I am at limaan. How did that happen?" Do you have to assume that you skipped a bunch of words in the middle? Nah. Right? You're able to assume that people run on autopilot, and we know Shema really, really well, and therefore, correct. And the Bavli, there's such a chiddush, the Bavli says, ends it with, for that halacha alone, it all would have been worth it. Okay. Riv Lyer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Acha Ruba Nitpalel, Matza Asim Veshuva Tvila. Rabbi La said to Rabbi Yossi, "Oi, if you found yourself in the middle of Shabbat, you space out and whoa, Shomea Tvila." Now, really, the new normal one is Slach Lanu, right? You space out and then you start, you feel something punch you in the chest and like, whoa, what was that? Oh, that was me. Sorry. I didn't know where I was, right? But he says, if you found yourself in Shomea Tvila, Chazaka Kivein, right? We can assume, that you said it and you got up there. Now, the interesting thing here is some of the Mavarshim point out that the Gemara seems to assume the only reason you don't go back is because of Chazaka, which is weird because you would have said the reason you don't go back is Safik Brachot Lahakel. Right? So some of the Mepharshim just say, the Kilat Yaakov says this. No, Chazaka means I have a reason to assume I didn't make a mistake. But that would mean if it was 50-50, I would have to go back. Right? But why? So I brought Lachal. The Kilat Yaakov says no, because if you missed a bracha, it would be bracha levatala from now on in. There were Safak brachot in both directions. Right? Because if I messed up the middle of Shemot Esrei, I'm not allowed to continue. I have to start again. Me'ikar hadin. And therefore, that's why we have to rely on Chazaka. Exactly. Okay, that's an interesting hara. Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'shem Rabbi Elazar, nitfal v'lo kivin libo. If I didn't have kavana, im yodeh shu chozer mechaven et libo, if I know that I could go back and have kavana, yitfal v'im lava yitfal. Now, interestingly, in the Bavli, it's a given that the only bracha you must have kavana for and go back is the first bracha. Right? Or according to some girsot, modim. No, the first one. And according to some girsot, which you find out got my money and elsewhere, is modim. Nothing. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. There's no such girsa. The girsa we have in Gemara, the first bracha, some girsot have modim. That's it. And the Yerushalmi just says you don't have kavana. The Beralach has a discussion as whether this is only when you finish Shemona Esrei, or even the middle of Shemona Esrei, you have to go back. And nowadays, there's a whole discussion, do we allow people to go back, or we assume that people will never have Kavana, so they shouldn't go back?
It sounds like it's voluntary also, saying if you did and you didn't
have Kavana, So, Amar Rebchia Ruba, Anan Min Yome Lo Kavnit. And then we have a very famous statement, which, not surprisingly, all the Mepharshim try to not take literally. But Rebchia says, in my entire life, I never had Kavana. Elechad Zman by Mechavna, except once. Ve'erharet Belibi Va'amaret. And then I says, Man Alul Kamit Malka Kadamai. Right, I managed to say to myself, if I was standing in front of a king, would I have kavana? The Sefer Charedim says, again, he's not willing to buy this. He said, really? In his whole life, he never had kavana? So he says, no, what it means is, in his whole life, he didn't manage to have kavana in all of Shemona Esrei. He always had kavana, but, you know, he would spare that for a minute or something, right? Only once he had from beginning to end. Malko gome malka kadame al kafta, I reish galuta, or if there was the reish galuta, etc. Shmuel Amar, but... No. If I managed the Reish Galuta in front of me, I would have had Kavana. Wait, right?
My translation says, who should enter before the king first? The Persian royal Al-Kafta or the Exilarch?
Yeah.
So
they're saying that he lost Kavana even that one time.
Oh, meaning he's saying that he's able to concentrate when the...
Exactly.
That one time, the English here says, even that one time where he did have Kavana, he still lost it.
Right, meaning he says... Meaning I had to actively think about, right, the going in, right, the person going into the king, etc. Right.
I thought this was saying this was how he was focusing.
Yeah, that's how he focused, exactly.
That's what the Arsko says.
What?
The Arsko says, thus I was unable to have the proper intent on even that one occasion. Because he was thinking, who should enter before the king first? The Persian royal, Al-Kafta, or the...
I'm in front of the king, and then you...
I
have to think which king.
You're right. One time I tried to have Kavana. You're right. The way the article is saying is that, right, one time I tried to have Kavana, and then it didn't work because I started thinking about who should go into the king first. You're right. Shmuel Amar, Ana Manit Efrochaya. Shmuel just said, I used to count chickens.
Yeah.
That's what I used to do. Rabbi Bon Barchia Amar, Ana Manit Dimusaya. I would count the rows of bricks on the wall. I really have much gratitude for my head. Because when I get to modem, it knows to bow by itself.
Wow.
Now, the Rishonim, just so you know, the Rishonim understand this completely literally. Right? And that Tosfot in Bava Batra, Kuf Samach Dalu, when the Gemara says that Ein Adam Nitzol, right? Iyun Tvila, right? There are three sins that you violate every day, right? One is Iyun Tvila. Tosfot says, yeah, what that means is that you never manage to have Kavana. Every day you lose Kavana at some point. Proof is, look, everybody. However, obviously the Achronim and many of the Rishonim also were not willing to say this and say that the Amoraim never had Kavana. Gevalt. So then they say all types of interesting defenses. Either they give Kabbalistic explanations. The Ephemara says it's true they didn't have Kavana, but that's because they were so involved in Lomdus. They were learning all day. They just couldn't pull themselves away from Torah. Chmona looks like.
How did he get that from counting chicks?
I don't know. I don't know. What do you want from me?
Because he was involved in a sugya.
Okay, fine. The Gemara, the next Mishnah. Ha'umanin, the workers, Korin Barosha Ilan, they can read Shema at the top of the tree, O Barosha Nidbach, or on the top of the pile of bricks, a wall. Mashen Rishayin Lasud Kim Bitzvila, but they can't say Shemon Esrei up there. So the Gemara says, Kaini Matanita Ha'polin Korin Barosha Ilan. The proper gear says that the Paulin read at the top of the tree, Ha'umanin Barosha Nidbach, right? Because Umanin are not, right, just the difference in the words, right? Umanin is expert workers, right? So they would be, you know, builders. And the unskilled workers are Poland, and they're the ones who are just picking apples off a tree.
Okay.
So that's just a gear support, like a textual point, linguistically. V'tani chen, furthermore, the bride says, Apolin mitpalin, the workers, Davin, Verosha Zayid, Verosha Te'ina, on top of the olive or the fig tree, Habishar, Kalilona, Yorim, Palamatim, but not other trees. Uvalabayit, but the Balabayit, Olam, Yorim, Palamatim, Vilama, Verosha Zayid, Verosha Te'ina, why are these trees different? Suri Abba, Re Simon, Tarvan, Amran, Ibnesha, Tirchutan, Mirubet. So there's many different understandings of what this line means. One possibility is these trees are huge, it's hard to get down. And that's why we have a kula. We allow you to stay up there. That's the charedim or a fulda. However, only the poalim can do it because the balabayit has to take the extra time. What? I don't know. I know, obviously, the mafarshim say this isn't a problem of davening b'makom gavoa because, you know, that's a problem of gaiva. This is not a problem of gaiva when you're up in the, you know, in the tree. Other people say it's not that they're bigger, it's that the tircha is a lot, right? And you have to be very, and you have to, it's harder to get down, and you could break branches, right? You have to be extra careful. Now, if that was the case, so it's unclear why the kula wouldn't apply to the Bali Abayit as well, right? Why, right? If that's the case, it should apply to them at all.
Because presumably the workers are going to go back to working, you know? So then they would have to climb back up.
Right. So some say, well, look, the workers are up there. It's very rare for the Balabai to actually go up. So once in a while, it doesn't matter. The workers are there all the time. It's cumulatively a lot of problems. Others say that it's simply the size of the tree. They're big trees, and therefore it's safe to daven up there. Right, as opposed to smaller trees, it's not safe, and therefore you'll be distracted if you go down. If you don't go down, Tani. Brayta continues. Do you want to get food? Should we pause? Do you want to get food? And no, so that's fine. Let's go. Tani, what?
Fries are gone.
So you want to take a minute, go get fries? Okay, now that everyone has food, so Tani, hakataf, someone who's shouldering. Things. Okay, guys, I'm just going to finish your shalom. You put things on your shoulder. Even though he's slapping on his shoulder, he's allowed to read Shema. He can't start Shema. And while he's loading or unloading, because while you're actually loading, it's hard to concentrate. Now, this is only to Shema as a lower requirement of Kavana, and therefore, you can say Shema while you're carrying it, but not while you're loading and unloading. But Al Yitpala Al Adshay Shifra, which Shmon Esrei, which has the higher standard, you need to fully unload before you daven. V'imaya Lav Masu Yishel Arad Kaben Mutter. But if it's up to 4 kav, which is not so heavy, so it doesn't bother you, right? It's not actually a weight. It's actually volume, but fine.
Could you wear a backpack?
So, potentially, you'll see. Just one second.
But aren't you not supposed to do that? Because it looks like you're ready to just like leave.
So, Amar Rabbi Yonadan v'hushashikel. This is only if you balance the weight, because that allows you to concentrate. Mao shashikel. How do you balance it? Train chelken lechorai v'chad lekumen. 2/3 behind you. And 1/3 in in front of you. Okay? Now, this Brita, what?
Why is that like the balancing?
I don't know. It's
wouldn't it be like half to half?
No.
This load, no. It makes it easier to carry. This enables them to concentrate on the
player. I don't know why it makes it easier to carry. It does. Okay. So Gemara said, however, the Bavli quotes this, but it has a different gersa. So first of all, in the Yerushalmi, right, in the Bavli, it just says you can daven up to having four kav, but it has to be on your back. Right? And once it's four kav, you can't daven at all. Right? So as the Haredim notes, the Bavli and Yerushalmi argue on two things. Right? One is that in the Bavli, there is no way of being makil once it hits Arba Kavin, whereas in the Yerushalmi, you can daven with Arba Kavin as long as you balance it properly. The second is what happens with less than Arba Kavin. Less than Arba Kavin, the Bavli requires you to put it on your back, and the Yerushalmi seems to have no limit whatsoever. Right? It just doesn't seem to care that if it's less than Arba Kav, it's not going... So the Yerushalmi just says, the Haredim says, Avli Palagal Vitarte, Chad the Pachot Marbat Kavin, who the Shari of Arba Asur, Voda Fila Ktefa Lo Shari, Ilom Avshilu Lachorav. The Haredim therefore does change the Girsa a little bit to Vim Hayala Mazish Arba Kavin, Im Lafan of Asur, Im Lachar of Mutter. And according to that Girsa, right, that the Heter to Davin, is only when it's behind you. But at any rate, the Bavli and the Rishonim still disagree about whether four kav exactly you're allowed to daven or you're not allowed to daven. With the Rishonim allowing you, the Bavli not. Right. Furthermore, the Haredim notes that Shikel is expanding the Heter, right? Because it's saying that even though it's four kav, you're allowed to daven as long as you balance it right. Whereas in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli, once you had four kav, there's nothing you can do. The Gemara then says, Tane lo yemarames be'enav vikore. When you are saying Shema, you shouldn't be, gesticulating with your eyes, your hands, etc. Now, why? So one possibility you could have said is about kavana. However, the majority of Rishonim assume that the reason here is not because of kavana; it's because of a second issue. And this is sort of what Josh was raising: was the it looks like you're davening bakrai, right? As you know, if while I'm saying Shema, I'm whatever. Now the point of it here, the Rosh Rilio points out, would be to say that even though we allow the workers to daven in the tree, they do have to stop working, right? That's why it's being brought here. However, Tosvot in the Bavli and the Balamor do think that the issue here is Kavana. But if it's about Kavana, what's the big nafkamina? Is it only for the first pasuk for all of Shema? Right? That if it's about Kavana, then the Isser of gesticulating in the light is only for the first pasuk. If you think... But if you do that and not cry, then that's true for all of it.
Wait, if okay. not making it like a cry, then wouldn't the workers, if they stop working, wouldn't it still be a cry since they're doing it in the tree as opposed to?
But we're making on that because as long as they're stopping, that right, there's a balance here, and that's what the next halacha is this idea that there's a balance because you owe work to your employer, so therefore tani, so it's not just that we have certain kulot by Shema, but famously we have kulot by benching. By benching. The Tani Apolon Chayos Malachi Chalabala Bayit. Hare Ilum Avarchim Brachor Yishona V'kolon Shal Yishonayim Shal Eretz V'chotvin B'shel Eretz. Right? You combine the second bracha and third bracha in it. As you you see the first bracha, second and third, you combine it to one. And then, exactly. Now, it is worth noting that, again, there's a different girsa of this whole suga in the Bavli. But we're just not going to go back through all of that, okay? Fine. So, v'chot min b'shel eretz avalam ayosin ima b'sudan, but the Gemara says, however, if they're not being paid money, they're only being paid food, so then, osha balabayit ochleiman, or the balabayit joins them for lunch, hareilum avarchen, Arba, they bench fully, right? So Because, right, the less he's giving them, or alternatively, he's there, so clearly he doesn't care. So then they do have to bench fully. Now, obviously, in modern Pesach, the big question is, since all laws around monetary issues and responsibilities of workers and the like is built around agreement, what is the expectation? So you got to figure out what's the expectation in the modern economy, and most of the posts can assume that what you learn from these halachot is how seriously you have to take your job, and you shouldn't waste time, but that doesn't mean that you're not allowed to bench, because most people don't care, right? The same way your employer doesn't yell at you if you talk to your coworker while you're having you're drinking water at the water cooler, or whatever, you're allowed to take the 2 minutes or whatever it is to bench. But by the fact that we tell you that you have to bench less, that shows you that you're not allowed to work while you're benching. Because then you could double up. Because otherwise we'd have just said work while you're benching, so clearly we don't. And again, the reason, according to most of the Mefarshim, is it makes it look like the bracha is a cry. You're not supposed to do that. Now, there is a totally another girsa of this. It's brought in the Ksav Yad Romi. But, yeah, I'll leave it. The meaning doesn't really change. We've talked about the two possibilities. It doesn't change it that much. Let's stop. Yeah, let's stop there.